You can live an extraordinary life by looking at the ordinary things from a different perspective. So coming up next, here's Bernie Dimet.
So as we kick off our time together today, looking again at how we can be more of a blessing than a burden, can I ask you, are you a person I can trust? Are you trustworthy? In other words, are you a person who is worthy of my trust or not? I'm really looking forward to unpacking that with you today. And as we chat, remember, at the end of the program, I'll be telling you how you can learn so much more on this vital subject of being a blessing rather than a burden to the people around you. Trust is an interesting commodity. It's an important commodity, and all too often these days, sadly, it's a rare commodity. Friedrich Nietzsche was a 19th century German philosopher. Now, I don't agree with much of what he philosophized about, but he said something interesting once about this whole issue of trust. Have a listen. He said, "I'm not upset that you lied to me. I'm upset that from now on, I can't believe you." Interesting, isn't it? The moment we deceive someone or lie to them, we break this thing called trust. Trust means that I can rely on you to be direct and honest and open with me. It doesn't mean that we'll always have to see things the same way. It doesn't mean that we'll always have to agree on everything. It just means that come what may, I know that you won't deceive me to your advantage and my disadvantage, and vice versa. You know that I won't deceive you. Not so long ago, there was a man in whom I placed my trust. Now, trusting people is not something that I do lightly. Even though I always want to think the best of people, I realize that people aren't always what they claim to be, and they won't always do what they say they're going to do. That's something I've had to learn the hard way, I have to tell you. And so it takes time to gain my trust, because I want to make sure that the person in whom I trust is actually worthy of my trust. There's nothing worse than placing your trust in someone, relying on them to be what they purport to be and to do what they say they do, and discover that your trust in them was misplaced. Well, I spent time building this relationship with this man, watching and listening, and eventually I was convinced that he was trustworthy, so I involved him in certain aspects of my life. But as soon as we faced adversity in our venture together, as soon as things looked tough, at the very time I needed him to stand with me and help me, he pulled away. He decided it was all too hard, even though he believed in what we were doing together, and at a crucial point, he deserted the cause. He left me high and dry. And so I totally relate to what Nietzsche said. Let me come back to the question we've been asking over these past few weeks, a question that each one of us should constantly be asking ourselves. Are you a blessing or a burden, an asset or a liability, a problem solver or part of the problem? It seems to me if I want to be a blessing to the people around me, then I need to be someone whom they can depend on. I need to be a person who does what he says he's going to do, and I need to be a person who says the same thing behind someone's back as I do to their face. I need to be a person who won't desert or undermine or lie to people who are depending on me, the people who've placed their trust in me. I want to go back to something that wise old King Solomon wrote about 3,000 years ago on this whole issue of trust and trustworthiness, because it rings so true to me. He says it just this way, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 24 to 27. He says, "Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil." He's talking about living a straight life, a life that's true, a life that's dependable. You may have heard the saying that someone may not be able to sleep straight in bed at night. We use it for someone whose life is crooked, someone who's not straight up and down. And interestingly, Solomon talks about three important aspects of living a straight life in this short passage: what we say, where we look, and where we walk. What we say: put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. What we say is really important, because it's with our words that we deceive people. He's talking about being a straight talker here. Being a straight talker is so important. Words matter. What we tell people matters. A little lie here and there, the careful omission of part of the truth, that's crooked talk. When you talk, are you a straight talker? Do you speak the truth or not? Secondly, Solomon talks about where we look, what we look at, how we use our eyes. He says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you're driving a car, inevitably you steer it in the direction in which you're looking. That's why it's important to look in the right direction, at the right place. The same is true in life. If we're looking at crooked paths, if we're looking at gaining selfish advantage no matter what the cost, then that is precisely the direction we're going to end up travelling in. And finally, he talks about our direction. Keep straight the path of your feet and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Too many people head off in the wrong directions in life, lying and cheating and manipulating and causing strife between people. Come on, is that any way to live our lives? Put away from you crooked speech, the things we say. Look directly in front of you, where our gaze is, where our objective is. And finally, keep straight the path of your feet. Head in the right direction. People who are untrustworthy are an incredible burden in our lives. Really, they are. Not only can you not depend on them when things get tough, but you have to spend an enormous amount of time and energy keeping yourself safe from them, checking up on them, making sure that they are in fact doing what they said that they were going to do, because you can't trust them. And being that person is no way to be a blessing at all. Would you agree? Yet show me someone who's a straight talker, a straight shooter. Show me someone I can trust and depend on, and I'll show you someone who's an enormous blessing. This is a great picture. It's a great thing for us to measure our lives against. Do we live a straight life, or are we the sort of person that really can't lie straight in bed at night? There's a reason that trust and trustworthiness is important to us. It's because it flows directly out of the nature of God. See, God is faithful. God is trustworthy because he never lies. He never tricks us. He never pulls a fast one. Back in the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, it says this, God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of a man that he should change his mind. Has he said and then did not do it? Or has he spoken and then did not fulfill it? And the psalmist writes in Psalm 9, verse 10, and those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. God is trustworthy. God can be depended on. Why? Quite simply because every word that he speaks is the truth. By definition, the truth is what God says. Jesus himself said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. My friend, truthfulness flows from the heart. And each one of us has dark thoughts and dark intentions and motivations and selfishness that if we let them, we'll set our tongue on fire with crooked speech, have our eyes looking down crooked paths, and have our feet heading down those paths. That's what Solomon said to us through the book of Proverbs. And the only way I've discovered to not live my life that way, to live my life straight instead of crooked, is to draw close to Jesus, my Lord and my Saviour. As he writes his word, his truth on my heart, as his Spirit speaks the truth to me, God's truth, God himself, guides me into that truth so that my life is walking down straight paths, not crooked paths. Try as I may, that's the only thing that's ever made a difference, ever. My friend, with all my heart, I know that God wants you to be an incredible blessing to the world around you. That's why I so encourage you to stop by our website and avail yourself of the huge base of resources, including the rest of the messages in this series, to grow and to develop and mature and become more and more like Jesus.
Thanks, Bernie. And yes, if you'd like to listen to this message again or any of the other programs in this series, then just stop by online at christianityworks.com. That's christianityworks.com. You can even subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to catch Bernie again at the same time on Monday as he takes another look at life from a different perspective.